Okay, we left off towards the end of Perek Yud Zayin, but just before continuing, maybe I'd just like to make a comment in terms of how to understand what we're speaking about over here in the context of practical hashkafa, if you want to. Maybe we're close to the end of where we're going to discuss the tremendous sachar that someone who learns Torah Lishma is going to receive, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views him, Ba'olam HaZeh, Bi'olam HaBa, V'chulei. And then, of course, we're going to move over into the world of, and if the person doesn't learn Torah Lishma, if the person battles, Chas V'Shalom, so one would understand that there is a commensurate level of accountability. But it doesn't mean that therefore, if one speaks about the current events, the hurricane, therefore one can very glibly say that that Bitul Torah can, you know, is the cause of the hurricane, because after all, look over here in Nefesh HaChayim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to those people who are Mevatel Torah, v'chule. There is, I just want to share with you a very, very beautiful vort of Rav Meir Shapira Milublin, Shiras Chach Milublin, on Parshas HaShavua, that in terms of the Akedah, we find that although there's no discussion in the Torah of what were the interactions between Avraham and Yitzhak during the 3 days until they reached the Makom HaAkedah, but in the Medrash Tanchuma, towards the end of Parashas Vayera, there's a very, very vivid description of the Satan taking one guise after another to try and dissuade Avraham and Yitzhak from continuing. The Satan appeared as an Ish Zaken, and spoke to Avraham, he appeared as a Bachur, spoke to Yitzchak, appeared as a river, Bechule, with all of the tainus, you know, it's, what's after for murder, you're going to kill Sarah, with heartbreak, Bechule, Bechule. And it was all ignored. And then on the Akedah itself, in other words, after being sort of pursued by the Satan for 3 days, a voice comes down, Al Tishlach Yadchal Hanar, Avraham Avinu puts down the Ma'acheles, and they live happily ever after. Who's to say that's not the Satan? And what over here distinguished this particular statement from that which the Zaken said, that the Bachur said, that the Nahar implied, v'chule? Why over here was Avraham Avinu so clear that this voice, which the Torah says was not the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was not the same voice as Kachnas Bincha, this was the Malach, how did he know it wasn't the Satan? So Rav Meir Shapira asked this question, and he said that whenever you have a kasha like this in the Torah, you have to go back to look in the Torah. And what one sees is that simultaneous with hearing this voice, it says, Vayar v'hinei ayol achar ne'echaz b'svach b'karnav. That when Avraham Avinu heard this voice, he saw that there was a ram that was struggling to get out of the thicket. He said that was Avraham Avinu's sign that this was divine intervention. That anything which has to do with truth is going to have a struggle and exertion which is involved in it. The Satan speaks simplistically. The Satan speaks in very, very with very, very easy solutions. Truth is complex, and so the moment that Avraham Avinu had this sign that there's a struggle, kind of he understood this was the voice of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hu Hadin, as whatever we're learning over here in Nefesh HaChayim, is one aspect of Torah's Hasod in terms of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Ben Torah. Doesn't mean that Rav Elchanan Wasserman, as we pointed out, you know, would somehow be above the Holocaust, or that the Abarbanel would be beyond the Inquisition of V'chulei V'chulei, because they learned Torah Lishma. What it means is that this is a very, very important factor when one takes into account the world of Hashgacha. But you know, any time that someone wants to give such broad, sweeping statements, it's very, very problematic. Last night, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg spoke in the yeshiva, gave a sichas musar, so he spoke about the fact, it was a totally different context, he was speaking about Bitul Torah. So he says that there was a young man who was once killed in a car accident, and the yeshiva had a night of chizuk, and the Rosh Yeshiva spoke about the fact that this young man was killed because of Bitul Torah. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was there, and he got up and looked at the Rosh Yeshiva and said, how can you say that? Are you a Navi? How can you say that? And think of the Agmas Nefesh that you're putting the family in, that only our son learned stronger, had only his friends learned stronger, he'd still be with us. Chas v'shalom. And then Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky spoke about Bitul Torah and about how terrible it is. But it's one thing to speak about how terrible Bitul Torah is, And it's another thing to link events with, you know, that the truth is very, very complex. That's a sign that it would, and so b'emet, every person has to ask himself, why am I either a witness or a participant in a tremendously cataclysmic event? The Kli Yakosh Baruch Hu is tapping us on the shoulder and saying, Hineni. And what is this supposed to mean to me? But it's a very personal decision that everyone has to ask himself. And the answer for two people would not be the same, and the answer for a person who is mature and immature would not necessarily be the same. To be able to understand, even given the rules of Hashgacha, that there's a Midah Keneged Midah, to be able to find that which is within us, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to help us override, is b'emet an avoda. But it should be viewed as an avoda that we should try and be involved in, and that we should struggle. And in achinami lufum tzara agra, if a person struggles to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, then emir tzashem, that's something that he can really grow from. Okay. Ubezor vayakel. I don't know why all this is happening this year. Probably it happens every year, no? That there are events that have to be commented on, and there's really no forum to comment upon them. Okay, so we can put up on why you tar. Bezor vayakel, defresha medalef. Begin the kad barnash, osig boraisa, kuchabrichu koim tamon, da kosh barachu, minayin lechad, she yoshev osig betorah, she shchina ima. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a partner to someone's learning. The ishtaziv barnash mitzlos nidin. Once the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a partner, so who needs a greater protection? Nidina dehay alma. In other words, that this saves the individual from natural calamities. Midina demalachamavas to lo yuchal shalata alei. As we're well aware, that when someone learns Torah lishma, then he is immune temporarily from the Malach HaMavis until a tree branch breaks, or Mashu Kazeh. Umidina de Gehenom, in terms of Olam Hemes, as we pointed out, Kamosh Amru Chazal Beperek Malas HaTorah, Bemidbar Rabba, Ubachazis, Pasuk Mizos Olah, Betanchuma, Parshas Ekev, Altik Richarus, Elacherus, Emacha Ben Chorin. Ben Chorin means, in this context, Ben Chorin, from all of these Pigaim, Ela Misha Osek B'Talmud Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meisir Ol Derech Eretz, Meisir, in other words, the Ol of this worldly Yisurim, next worldly Yisurim, Pir Shuzal, Cheirus Mimalach HaMavis. V'chein, in other words, the person is linking into life. Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim, but he's into, like, linking into, when you link into the source of life, then to a certain degree, you're above the Malach HaMavis. V'chein Amar Perek Dala Demakos, Shedivrei Torah, Kolten, Mi Malach HaMavis. And it's in the Perek of dealing with Ir Miklat, that the most meaningful Ir Miklat is Talmud Torah. O Bezohar, Parashas Chaye, Bedaf Hanal, Chiru Ba'alma, Din, Chiru Dekula. Chiru de Malach HaMavis. This person is free from everything, even from the Malach HaMavis. In other words, that L'chor is the fate of everyone. A person is born, he begins to die. But the Torah Lishma can rise above this ability, the Malach HaMavis, to take an individual. B'hochi hu vaday, di'i odam havi misdabek bilana dechaye, di'u oraisa. That the Eitz Chaim is the Torah, lo garim mosale, then he is again linking into the source of all life, l'chol alma. Kad Yosef kuchibrichu, kad Yohiv kuchibrichu, oraisa liyisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, maksiv be, choros al haluchos, Kadosh Baruch Hu amar, ani amarti, elokim atem. Tzelem elokim, that you are elokim, you have power. Elokim is the concept of power, you have power over life. The nachash that brought Misa to the olam, the achshich alma, that here this person removes the zuhama from within himself. We know at the time of Matan Torah that all Klal Yisrael returned at that point to the level of Adam Prichet. The level of Adam Prichet is that he would have lived forever. Klal Yisrael would have lived forever had it not been for the chet of the egel, that they were above Misa. And therefore, now to summarize, Adam HaMakabel Alatzmo Ol Torah HaKadosha Lishma Amita, what we call Amita Shel Torah, Kamoshi Hizbar Le'el Parashas Perush Lishma, that Lishma means that I am trying to understand Torah to the best of my intellectual ability. I'm trying to define the foundations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, with, in other words, that this is my be-all and end-all. Who, such an individual, na'ala me'al kol inyone ze ha'olam, again, he goes back to the source. The source of life is above the olam that we live in. The source of life is above the world of Atzilus. Umushkach mi'ito, and has a unique hashgacha pratis of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, hashgacha pratis lemala mehora'at kochot ha'tva'im ve'hamazalot. That even if api, you know, derech ha'teva, even if api hamazal, that such and such is supposed to occur to him, the same way that Avraham Avinu was, in other words, habet bakochavim, in other words, was taken above the mazalot, who hadin, anyone who learns Torah lishma is on this plane. Kevan shu dovuk b'torah, and Torah means life. Ubekudcha brichu mamash kiviyachol, that Yisrael, in other words, oraisa b'kudcha. Oraisa b'kudcha brichu chadhu. Umiskadesh b'kudusha elyona shal Torah sena kadosh, is kadoshified by the Torah, namely shehula mala le'ein aroch mikol ha'olamot. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go 40 days and 40 nights without eating, without sleeping. L'mala me'ateva, by being dovek b'torah. V'hi hanosen eskiyut v'kiyum l'kulam l'kol kochot ha'tiviyim. Istakel b'oraisa u'bara alma. We pointed out that learning Torah continues, maintains the energy in the worlds, builds new worlds. Hari ha'adam ha'osek ba machaya u'makayim eskulam l'ma'ala mikulam. Again, there's nothing new in this paragraph, but it serves as a beautiful summary of the previous 10 parakim. Ve'ech evshar sh'teh hanagaso mi'ito yitbarach al yedei hakochot hativim. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to deal with this person, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of Elohim, of Teva, but this individual is putting himself above Elohim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that ability. Kama Shem Ruchazal, Ksiv Ad HaShemayim Chastecha, Uksiv Me'al Shemayim Chastecha, Lo Kasher, Kan Ba'oskim Lishma, Kan Ba'oskim Shelo Lishma. The Hainu, She'ozik B'Torah Shelo Lishma, Imki Vadeh Shigam Humarutza Lefanav. Okay, this we'll start with next time in terms of different levels of Shelo Lishma. But I mean, basically everything that we've said is found in this drasha of Chazal and the Gemara and Sachim, that Osek Lishma is Me'al Shamayim Chastecha. Kosh Baruch Hu treats him on a different plane of Hashkacha. Okay, thank you.